Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Nun Aleph of Masechtas Yuma. The topics we learn about today include the Gemara will continue discussing which karbanos are Deiches Shabbos and Tumah, and some other points about the Par Kohen Gadol. The next Mishnah continues the narrative of Avodas Yom Kippurim and begins to describe the path of the Kohen Gadol as he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This was the first entry of the day to perform the Avodas HaKeteres. As mentioned in the previous Mishnah, he was carrying the machta of coals in his right hand and the kaf of keteres in his left hand. The Mishnah will also discuss the curtains or walls separating the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the Heichal. Some of the key topics and concepts they will learn about today include Pesach Sheni. The Torah teaches that if someone was tamei or distant from Yerushalayim on the 14th of Nisan and therefore could not bring the Karban Pesach, he may bring the Karban Pesach on the 14th of Iyar, called the Pesach Sheni. Our Gemara brings a machlekes where the Karban Pesach Sheni may be brought b'tumah. Tamura. The Torah prohibits transferring or exchanging the Kedusha of a Karban onto another animal. However, if one transgressed and did transfer the Kedusha, it is valid, and both animals now possess the same Kedusha. A Tamura generally has the same properties of the original Karban, and if it does not have a Mum, it is also sacrificed on the Mizbeach. Amatraxin. In the first Beis HaMikdash, there was a wall, which was 1 amma thick and 30 ammas tall, which separated the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rashi explains that it was called Amatraxin, as Trak means inside, whereas Sin means outside, to illustrate the point that the Chachamim deliberated whether this wall was considered part of the inside, Kodesh HaKadoshim, or part of the outside, the Heichel. Tesa explains that Trak means close, and Sin refers to the Luchos given at Har Sinai, that this wall separated and closed the Luchos given at Har Sinai, which were kept inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim.